brought to you by Squeeze.com. Jenny Lynn, it's your day. It's Friday. What song did you pick today?
It is Friday, Dave, and I'm going to dedicate this one to you. It's not your favorite Backstreet Boys song, but it's one of the best ones, and it's Larger Than Life.
Let's do it. First song of the day brought to you by Squeezed.com on KDWB. All right. One day when the Backstreet Boys come to the Twin Cities, I'm going to be the dad taking my embarrassed kid and maybe my embarrassed grandkid to the concert, getting as close as I possibly can, screaming, "I love you, Nick! I love you, Kevin!"
Didn't you do that a couple of Jingle Balls ago?
I probably did, because the Backstreet Boys have been to Jingle Ball at least twice.
Yeah.
Or the Jingle Ball, and then they always came to Star Party. Hey, we got a keyword for you to text in. Get your morning started off right with $1,000. Win $1,000 by texting in that keyword, sports, S-P-O-R-T-S. It's online, KDWB.com. And I think your odds are better, because I don't think as many people are playing this game.
Agreed.
I don't know that, but I just don't kind of feel like it's as easy to get on your computer or open up, you know, go to KDWB.com. It's not that hard. But play it, because not as many people are playing. And then write in that word, sports. I did something for the first time yesterday, and I'll tell you about that coming up in a minute. But Jenny did something or had something happen for the first time this morning when you woke up, Jenny?
Yes. I shouldn't say for the first time ever, but for the first time this year, and I was very surprised by it. But I looked down at my leg, and I have a giant mosquito bite on it.
No, you don't. Are you serious?
Yeah, and I went on like an hour and a half walk around the lakes yesterday, so I'm assuming that's where it came from, but I was not expecting a mosquito bite, and I was wearing pants, so it got through the pants.
Are the mosquitoes back already, obviously? Are you sure?
I do think so, because I was also at my girlfriend's 2 nights ago, and we were sitting on her deck, and there was a mosquito lingering over my boyfriend Andrew's back, and we kept trying to grab it. We're like, really? Mosquitoes?
Feels a little early for that. Like, know your time, okay? Mosquitoes,
right.
like RSVP for the party, but you don't need to arrive that early. You're making the host uncomfortable now.
Yeah. Other things that might have been, Jenny, a little checklist, other things might have been shingles.
There's only one, and isn't that like kind of all over your body?
Herpes simplex 2.
No, because it's on my leg, so I don't think that
goiter.
That's...
Goiter?
Goiter? Goiter?
No, I mean, it itches and it looks like a welt, like wart? A mosquito bite. Definitely not a, I don't think a wart can form that fast and that big overnight.
Let me know whether Jenny, is mosquitoes are back. Let me know whether they're back or not.
I'll tell you, are, I think they are, Dave. Horrible. I think they are, because I also will say that the wasps are already out and about as well.
Are they really?
Yeah, because they, I don't know if it's just our area, but our area is just like wasp central. And last year we like hired someone to come out because they were everywhere. And the guy was like so upset. He's like, "I've been doing this for like 15 years and he couldn't find the nest." Mm. And he was so upset. And we're like, "Yeah, we're upset too, because we just paid you to spray in the air basically. And they're still here after you left." And they were still there all summer. And everyone said, "No, they're worse than ever in this area." Well, yesterday we go out on our little patio area and I see them flying toward our roof. And I'm like, "I think they have a nest there." I look up under the gutter, two huge nests. And I'm like, okay, maybe, I hope that's the only one. I don't know. But they were flying back and forth. And I'm like, oh, and Jake's like, well, at least we know where that is so we can, like, spray it down. I was like, you can. I was like, I'm going inside.
It's not that hard. I've had wasp nests all over, like, you know, 10 or 12 of them since I lived in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And you go down to the hardware store, and then you get a can that sprays, like, a long hose-like spray at it. And then, and usually that'll kill them, and then you got to knock it down somehow. Usually a garden hose will work if it's way up out of reach. So, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. It's just kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So,
well, he wanted to call the guy out to come spray it because he's scared. And
I do.
An Orkin guy that's afraid of bugs. Oh, my God. Yeah. He's on the table.
Oh, you do spider. It. You do it. Brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers.
I got a couple of cool things today. First of all, Disneyland is opening today again for the first time in a year. Disneyland is going to be open again. It probably won't change your life, but I think it's kind of good news. There'll be your usual distancing and no hugging Pluto. You can't hug Pluto. Get away from Donald Duck and Minnie Mouse. Can't hug him.
What's the point then?
Okay?
What's the
also,
point?
Also, Aaron Rodgers says, "I don't want to go back to the Packers." Did you hear about this, Jenny? You're a big Pack fan.
Yeah, of course did. I heard about it. I had a moment of mourning yesterday about it.
What's his problem?
There's all kinds of drama. He doesn't. I think it has a lot to do with like the coaching. I think he gets along with the head coach, but he doesn't feel like he has a team backing him up. But
oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Sad.
Also, today is Adopt a Shelter Pet Day today, and the great thing is it's there's so much demand for pets right now that it's probably hard to get a shelter pet. I don't know. But also tomorrow is the official Walk for Animals, and you can still donate to our team on walkforanimalsmn.org. Click on donate and then search Team KWB. But we've reached our goal, and now we can relax. But at the same time, we still need money. You know, that's one of those things where it's never they're never going to say, well, we finally got enough money. We can stop fundraising.
Yeah, we've hit our cap.
So, yep. Today is also Hairdresser Appreciation Day. So I want to give a shout out to everybody, men and women who do hair, everybody who works in the salons, everybody, because you know what? Think about it. If we didn't have them, think how bad we'd look.
I know.
We would look terrible.
I know.
Except Tina, who cuts her own hair. I'm kidding.
I kid.
Tina does not cut her own hair.
Shout out to Alexa. She does my hair color. So I got to give her a shout out, you know?
She does a great job. And also, Louis Vuitton has put out, I want you to go to my Twitter page. If you are on Twitter, go to Twitter, Dave Ryan, KWB, and look at the ridiculous purse that Louis Vuitton is selling for. I'll tell you how much the price is in a second, but let me describe it to you first. It is shaped like a Louis Vuitton bag airplane. In other words, it has got the logo and the label all over. It's that Louis Vuitton brownish-greenish color with a little logo everywhere. It is shaped like a giant airplane with wings and engines dangling from the wings. And it is $39,000 for that
airplane. It's ridiculous, but not surprising.
It looks unwieldy, and I use unwieldy as the perfect word to describe how hard it would be to carry a giant airplane-shaped Louis Vuitton bag. Bless you, Fallon.
It looks ridiculous. The only person that's going to own a purse like that is Kylie Jenner, because it's a ridiculous looking purse. And I wouldn't even, like, even if someone gave that to me, I would be embarrassed to carry that around because it looks ridiculous.
It would be embarrassing to carry.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like braggy. It'd be like, this is me. I'm an embarrassing human.
Here is your keyword that you got to go online to get your $1,000. It is sports, S-P-O-R-T-S, sports. Go to KWB.com, get a chance to win $1,000, and good luck. We do that pretty much every hour on KDWB. Coming up on Dave's Dirt, a couple of things we want to let you know about.
You know how on Instagram you have that requests folder? It's like messages from people that you aren't friends with. But that doesn't mean it isn't someone you don't know, right? It's just someone you're not friends with on the app. Well, yesterday a video went viral of T-Pain discovering the request folder and the amount of celebrities that were in there that he didn't know about for years is so funny. And I have a list of the people that had been direct messaging him about music and all kinds of other things coming up in Dave's Dirt.
It's coming up on 101.3 KDWB.
It's Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Of course you remember the story about 2 or 3 months ago when Lady Gaga's dogs got stolen from her dog walker. And then a couple of days later, a woman turned the dogs back in. You remember? Everybody remembers that, right?
Yep.
Well, they busted the big dog stealing dog napping ring. And it turned out that the woman who found the dogs was part of the dog napping ring. So it's just kind of a whole 5 people have been busted for shooting Lady Gaga's dog walker. I forgot about that part, my God.
Yeah.
And then stealing 2 of her French bulldogs, and then including the woman who found the dogs. According to the police, 3 thieves targeted the dog walker after seeing him with the dogs back in February. They didn't know they were Lady Gaga's dogs. They just knew that both French bulldogs were worth a lot of money. So the plan was steal the dogs, make a lot of cash. But when the story went viral, they tried to cash in on Lady Gaga's $500,000 reward by turning in the stuff that they stole for the reward. That was their downfall, Fallon.
Okay.
They recruited this dummy, a woman. We're going to call her Grace Lynn.
Oh, okay.
Grace Lynn to be the hero who returned the dogs, but they chose someone closely connected to themselves. She was the girlfriend of one of the guy's dads. So he must have been in on it, too, because he was arrested as an accessory. All 4 of the men, including the 40-year-old dad, are allegedly documented gang members. The 3 thieves were between the ages of 18 and 27, facing robbery and attempted murder charges. Police believe the 18-year-old was the shooter.
Well, you would have, but to, in their defense, and I'm not giving them a defense, that you would have to choose someone that you're close to. There's no way, you couldn't just choose a random stranger, like, hey, can you return Lady Gaga's dogs? And then what you're going to do is you're going to get that cash, you're going to bring it to me, random person. Like, it has to be someone you know.
I feel bad for him because they got Lady Gaga's freaking dogs.
Yeah, that was an accident.
They shouldn't have shot anybody. The shooting anybody was not necessary. The way the guy, like, reacted, he was, all you needed to do was point the gun in his direction.
Yep.
And it could have been an orange squirt gun, and he would have, like, given the dogs up. My point being, It's like that movie, I Care a Lot, where she takes over the life of like the elderly woman and like ruins her life and takes over her finances. But it turns out the elderly woman's son is like a big organized crime figure.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, God, you mess with the wrong person now.
Yep.
This is it's one of those funny stories. I guess back in the day, I didn't know about this one. Kiefer Sutherland and Jason Patrick had a love triangle with Julia Roberts back in 1991. Now, they were as big as any celebrity love triangle 30 years ago today, back when your mom was probably younger than you. So a long time ago.
Yeah.
Here is Kiefer Sutherland and Jason Patrick talking about their love triangle with Julia Roberts for the first time they've ever brought it up. Here we go.
That was a difficult time for me, and I think it was an uncomfortable time for both of them. But look, honestly, the truth where I'm coming from, you fall in love, you fall in love. There's nothing you can do about that. And she's an extraordinary person, and he is too, and timing is what it is, and, you know, everybody moves on from that.
When I saw him again, it was more of a laugh and a toast. Mm-hmm. And I've said in the press before, they've both been subsequently married since a couple times. I think they're both very happy in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And what lasted after all that is me and Kiefer is 35-year buddy.
I don't know who the other guy is.
Jason Patrick, he was an actor back then.
Would I know him from anything?
Yeah, you would, but I can't think of what it is right now.
Because I've heard of Kiefer Sutherland, but I don't know the other guy.
Well, he was in 24. He was in a bunch of movies, and he's still doing stuff. Billie Eilish had new music yesterday. It's called Your Power, and we played it all day yesterday. But in case you missed it, I want to give you a little preview clip of Billie Eilish, Your Power. Check it out. Here we go. I don't know what you think of it. I am not a fan.
I saw all positive posts yesterday, like all day long. I saw so many people like, and not just like her super fans, because obviously they're going to love everything she does. Like a lot of people in radio that I follow were really into it.
Okay, good. I'm glad people like it. I don't always have the best ear, but I was not crazy about it at first listen. Maybe it was a bad part of the song. Maybe you need to hear it from the beginning and hear it kind of build in the hook.
It's all kind of like that, honestly.
Is it?
Is it really?
I'll be honest. I didn't get to hear the full song once yesterday.
I heard it right when we played it at 11, and I turned it off about 2 minutes in.
Jeez, Jenny.
It wasn't getting...
What if the breakdown happened at the two-minute mark?
There was a breakdown. Okay.
The breakdown's really important. That's where the drums and bass kick in.
It turns into a bad guy remix at 2 minutes in, exactly, when Jenny turned it off.
Maybe. All right, Fallon, what do you got going on in the dirt?
Okay, so T-Pain, it was so funny. It's a viral video that happened yesterday where he's like, discovers that there's a request folder on Instagram where people direct message you that you don't follow. And he posted, I was today years old when I found out about the request folder on Instagram that's full of celebrities trying to reach me. He then proved it by scrolling through years of messages from stars like Viola Davis, Fergie, Diplo, Carrie Hilson, as well as accounts for like Nickelodeon, ESPN. He said, how do I super apologize? Do I hold a press conference, a town hall meeting?
My question is, he's probably about like me. And it's like, yeah, you're on Instagram. Are you obsessed with it? No.
Right.
But even I know there's the request folder way over on the right side.
Yeah.
There's the priority or the general or whatever, then the request one. How do you not know that's there?
I don't know. I don't know. I think he just doesn't get on very often. So
that very well could be.
So Joe Rogan has admitted that he told his Spotify subscribers, let's be real clear, when I say something stupid, I'm not thinking about what I'm going to say before I say it. I'm just saying it because he admitted that a statement he made last week about vaccinations was wrong. He said on Thursday, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not a doctor. I'm a freaking moron.
I understand what he's doing because if he said that live, we do the same thing. We say a lot of things live and they don't come across as the most intelligent sometimes, but that's, I don't know, I get it. It's happened sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. So MTV, they're doing this. Oh gosh, I'm going to sneeze. I know it's coming.
Look at the light, Fallon. Look at the light. Look at the light.
No, that's what Jake does. It doesn't help me.
Okay. Doesn't help you?
They're doing life stories on like Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry. People have been on MTV for years. They're going to basically, it's called My Life on MTV. It premieres May 22nd. It'll bring viewers 10 one-hour shows, each featuring two artists, kind of talking about their lives. Episodes will draw clips from like TRL, the VMAs, Punk'd, Cribs, Yo MTV Raps, among other things. So it's going to be clips of all these things that they've done throughout their career, which I think is a really good idea because I would actually maybe turn on MTV. I don't have that channel. To see like a Britney Spears one or a Katy Perry
one.
Yeah,
I get that.
See what they were like when they were younger.
It's funny because MTV now has shows like Ridiculousness, and I'm like, nope, I don't even click on it. I don't. Maybe once a year I'll be like, okay, what's going on? You have one more thing?
Because I just wanted to hear this clip of the DJ Khaled Justin Timberlake song. I just want to hear if it's any good.
Things are happening that I can't see. And if I got patience, then I got peace. I have to let go of everything. And watch what happens when I break free. Just be. Just be.
Okay, he sounds like NSYNC Justin in that song.
He kind of does.
He kind of does. That's a good call. All right. If it does well, you'll hear it more on KWB. By the way, we said, who's Jason Patrick? He was in Lost Boys with Kiefer Sutherland. He was in Flatliners. He was in Speed 2. He was kind of a big deal 30 years ago. So, we'll be back in a second on KWB with two sides to every date and your keyword to get you another $1,000. And the mixtape game. There's always something for you. And if you need something from us, it's a Friday. Maybe you just want to give a happy weekend shout out to your partner or a happy great day at school shout out to your kid or to your partner or whatever, then send us a text to KDWB153921. I'm so excited. It's Friday. I got a couple of little shout outs to give out to do here in a couple of seconds. We're going to talk to Heather for Two Sides to Every Day?
Well, we're talking to Dean first.
What's that?
We're talking to Dean.
Okay. Gotcha. So it's another date. I love these two sides to every date because he thinks the date went well. Heather then is like, I'll see you. Wouldn't want to be you.
That's a weird thing. I feel like that's not like the most adult thing to say on a date.
And now he's going, well, what went wrong on the date? I thought it went really well. So we'll find that out coming up in a couple of seconds, though. But it is Friday. We got a couple of shout-outs here for Friday. First of all, shout-out to my son, Tyson Lehman. Have a good Friday at school. Love, Mom. And I hope that Tyson's slightly embarrassed that his name is all over the radio from his mom.
Yeah, me too.
Just a little bit. Also, happy Friday to my coworkers, Emily, Farah, and Susan. Couldn't make it through the week without you ladies. And shout-out to my fiancé, Logan. 100 days until our wedding. From Courtney, and shout out to anybody who might be getting married today as well.
Congratulations in advance, you know, big congrats, big day. You made it. You probably had to cancel and postpone from last year, and here we are. We've made it.
Let's talk to Dean and find out what's going we're going to do the keyword first. The keyword is stock, STOCK. God, there's a lot to remember on this show. There is so much to remember on this show. I'm going to give up. STOCK. STOCK. Text that in on the computer box at KDWB.com for your slim chance at $1,000.
Well, I don't know if it's slim. We've had some winners. I think it's a decent chance.
Now are we
chance.
Ready?
Yes.
You ready now? Okay, good. Let's talk to Dean and find out what's going on here. Fallon, talk to Dean and ask him what's going on and what happened on the date. Go ahead, Fallon.
The Dave Ryan Show's Two Sides to Every Date.
All right, Dean, how are ya?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. So you sent us an email, and you said you went on a date. What was your date's name? I don't remember, honestly.
Well, you know, her name was Heather.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
We went on a date, and it seemed great, kind of, I guess. I don't know how you want me to describe it. You want me to just jump in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so what ends up happening is, so we went out, I was interested in her, she was interested in me, we went out to dinner, and here's the thing, okay, I asked a lot of serious questions, but I was joking, but, you know, they're serious questions, and maybe there was a misunderstanding there, like I was going like, hey, how many kids do you have, or, you know, when do you want to get married, hey, how many times a week do you like to have sex? Kind of thing, but I was really just joking, you know, and she was looking at me kind of like how people do, like when they're at a party waiting for someone to come over and save them. Mm. And I just think maybe there was a misunderstanding, and I'm just trying to like hopefully clarify that, because I was joking. It was just really just my sense of humor.
Okay. I mean, if you're asking a lot of serious questions back to back, even if you're joking, I feel like that could make you uncomfortable.
Dean, yeah, love you. Love you.
What I was hoping you guys could help smooth it out, because it's just, maybe I just was like too serious, too many questions, and I, you know, missed my cue kind of a thing.
I think that you are like me. You think certain things are funny, but sometimes you don't know your audience. And this happened a couple of weeks ago, too, on this bit, when it's like, if I was on a date with somebody for the first time, I would probably make a joke like, so how many kids do you think we should have? And at my age, that's hysterical, because it's just, it's not going to happen. But I might also say like, so, I mean, how many times a week do you think we should have sex? But only if she was kind of like vibing the same way. You know what I mean? But if it's like Fallon and I have the same kind of sense of humor. If I say something disgusting to Fallon, mm-hmm. I know that Fallon will either A, laugh, or B, try to top me by saying something even more disgusting and inappropriate.
Yes, that is accurate.
So, but if you were making jokes like, so when do you want to get married and how many kids do you want to have? And she was like, I don't really know. It might be a little soon to talk. Then it's like you got to back off. But you think that might have been the reason that she did it?
Yeah, because as soon as I asked those questions, you could just see her sort of, her eyes sort of disappear. And literally, I could tell she was just like, I don't want to be in this situation right now. So, and I felt really bad about it.
I mean, that could have, you know, I'm like, that does seem like the obvious reason. I mean, we always ask, you know, obvious questions that seem obvious to most people, like, was your card declined at the dinner? You know, things like that. People later are like, oh, yeah, that did happen. So that could be why they didn't like me. But you think it's just because you were coming on strong with, it sounds like you were asking, like, personal interview style questions. Did she have a chance to talk at all?
She did.
Okay.
She did. But she was kind of like sort of clamming up there too, though. And I could just tell. I was like, oh, you know, and then I didn't know how to respond to that. So I was like smiling a lot, trying to get her to like, you know, reengage. And she just seemed to kind of like be distracted.
Okay.
Let me ask Jenny. Jenny has been the most recent person to date with us.
Yeah.
If you're on a date for the first time with a guy and you're a funny person, and you would have probably got it, the guy's like, so how many kids do you want to have? I have a couple of questions for you. I know it just meant Jenny, right? Jenny, my name's Dean. a couple of questions for you. First of all, how much money do you make? You would laugh, right?
Yeah, I would laugh.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, because I don't make a whole lot of money. I want to make sure I go with somebody who's got a lot of money. Also, how many times a week do you think we should have sex? Would you still be laughing?
I would be laughing, yes. But Dean, do you feel like she just was lacking a sense of humor? Or do you not? Dean?
Dean might not be able to hear you. I don't know. I don't know. Dean, are you still there?
Hey, yeah, you just cut out. Yeah. Was she laughing at me, did you ask?
Do you feel like she had a sense of humor?
Yeah, because first we were laughing and everything like that, and then she kind of like, you know, suddenly disappeared there.
Yeah.
So, and to be honest with you, I asked a couple of jokey questions earlier, and then she laughed. And then, you know, she just, it was almost instantaneous. And then again, I'm like smiling, going like, ha, 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 ha. And then she even seemed to get weirder. And then it was just, I didn't know how to say it. I didn't know what else to do. So I stopped joking.
Because I've been in a situation where I was on a date with someone who he was extremely dry,
uh-huh.
and it went on for too long, and I just started going like cold because there was just nothing between us.
Yeah,
but I thought that he wasn't getting my sense of humor too, but I think that was just his personality. But if she was already laughing, then I don't know why she wouldn't have continued to laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's nothing worse than when you're making a joke on a date and or any conversation and the other person doesn't get that it's a joke, and you're like, that's a joke, and then they go, I know. And it's like, no, you didn't. Shut up. Okay, here's the problem. Dean, not a problem. We're going to get to the bottom of this because we already talked to Heather, and she took a little convincing to go on the radio and tell us why she's not interested in seeing you again, but she will tell you, so steady yourself, and we'll be back in a second, and we'll talk to Heather to find out what went wrong on the date on Two Sides to Every Date, the one he thought went good, the one she obviously did not like, next on KDWB.
The Dave Ryan Show's Two Sides to Every Date.
Hey, before we get back to it, some quick shout-outs, because this is important. Can I give a shout-out to my best friend, Steph? She should be on her way to work. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, Michelle. Another shout-out. This is a shout-out to Jen and Waylon on their wedding tomorrow after being postponed for a year. Woo! We're ready to party the night away from Mara. I'm invited to this wedding, too. I'm going to be out of there, and I could party the night away. I could be done by 7:30.
Yeah, obviously.
Shout-out. And also, we know Selena Gomez sounds bored out of her mind on that ad, and we laugh at it every time that she's on. Because she's like, this is Selena Gomez, and we invite you to come and listen to the iHeartRadio, whatever it is that I'm
really
talking
excited
about.
To be here. Thanks for having me.
You would think that maybe somebody would have said, hi, I'm Jill. Hi, Selena. Hi. Yeah, listen. I'm going to get fired if you don't do a more exciting job. Can you perk it up a little bit, Selena? Maybe she was tired.
Yeah, I think a little exhausted.
Okay. Dean is on the phone. Dean had a date. Dean was on a date with, was it Heather? Let's say Heather.
Heather.
Yeah.
And Dean thought the date went really well, but then he never heard from her again. And Dean is now looking back and going, I think it might be because I was making jokes that I thought were funny, and I thought she was getting like, so are we going to get married? You want to have kids? Let me ask you a serious question. How many times a week do you think we should have sex? Now, if you're on a date with somebody and they got the same sense of humor, that would be a bold and funny opening move. But apparently what did people think via text, Fallon?
Well, someone said, being a 26-year-old woman, I'm uncomfortable listening to his quote-unquote jokes. Personally, I prefer sarcasm and dark humor, not 30 joking interview questions. Someone else said, on a dating site, when ladies ask what I'm looking for, I say a sugar mama. I'm tired of working so hard. One lady went off on me and blocked me, LOL. Someone said, maybe she can't have kids and it really upset her.
And that could be too, right?
Sounds like she got triggered and started to disassociate because he said like they were joking for a minute and then she like kind of shut off. So it could be any of those things, but she's on the phone, so she's going to tell us.
All right, Heather. First of all, I wanted to say this. Heather was a little bit like, I don't know, guys. I don't know. And they were like, well, he really wants to know. And he's not going to, like, it's not going to crush him. It's not like you're breaking his heart because you've been friends forever. He just wants to know. And maybe he can use this going forward and not do the same thing. So, Heather, first of all, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it. And you obviously remember the date. It wasn't that long ago with this guy, Dean. What happened? I mean, Dean thought it went well, but he has an inkling that it was his sense of humor. Heather, what was your impression of the date? What happened?
Honestly, like, it was an okay date, but I was just, like, super distracted the whole time. yeah, I mean, he had food in his teeth, and I'm not saying that to, like, be mean or mad, but it was like I could only focus on the food in his teeth.
Like green broccoli salad kind of stuff?
I mean, it kind of looked like, I don't know, like breading or something. Like, did he eat a pretzel before he came? I don't know.
God, I feel bad laughing.
That's
Dean,
so funny.
Sorry.
And now you can see why she didn't really want to come on and hurt the guy's feelings. Okay, Dean, stand by. So it's not anything personal. You just had, let me ask you a question, Dean. Did you stop by Auntie Anne's Pretzels on the way to your date and get a big box of pretzel bites with nacho cheese? Be honest with me.
No. And here's the thing, Heather, look, I'm so sorry. Listen, it's like a one-time thing. I ate something earlier. I did eat a snack because I had worked out. But I brushed my teeth. I got good hygiene. It was like a one-time thing. I mean, this is... It's embarrassing, and now I know why.
I'm dying, Dean, because I feel bad, but now I'm, like, recalling your story from where you're like, I just kept smiling and trying to make her laugh and stuff, and then it got awkward, so I kept smiling, and now I'm imagining you just smiling and her being like, oh, no.
Okay, Dean, love
it. It's everyone's nightmare.
Heather, I get it. We've all talked to somebody who had either spinach in their teeth or broccoli in their teeth, but I get the one with the bread between the teeth, and it happens a lot to people who have braces. I remember it from kids in school. kids in school would have their sandwich or have their burger, whatever, and their eighth grade, they got braces, and there is stuff all over, and it was gross. Now, I couldn't afford braces because we were poor.
Right.
But the rich kids had braces. So it was just kind of distracting to the point where you didn't hear, it wasn't the questions about how many kids should we have, when should we get married. It was that as he asked those questions, you had to look at, like, the bagel bites in his teeth.
Bagel bites, Jesus.
Yeah, honestly, the questions didn't bother me. I thought they were funny.
Well, knowing that it's a one-time thing with his teeth, and the would you give him another shot, or are you, is it, has that ship sailed?
Honestly, like, teeth are just important to me. I guess it's, like, something that I should preface it with, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe. I don't.
Well, you don't have to.
Undecided.
Yeah, you don't have.
Well, you know what? Here's I have a plan. You guys want to hear my plan? Mm-hmm. Dean, yeah. Text her, and if she doesn't text back, that's your gentle way of getting a no.
Yeah.
And you don't have to text him back. So, Dean, if you want, this is what I would do. I'd polish up your teeth. I'd get some white strips. Mm-hmm. I would floss. I would brush. I would use a water pick. I would clean them choppers. I would send a picture of a big smile and say, hey, if you want to go out again, I'm buying. Something like that. And, by the way,
perfect,
how many kids do you want to
have? Perfect solution.
And then, if she doesn't want to get back to you, then she doesn't want to get back to you. So then there's her gentle way of saying no. Do we agree to this?
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Okay, good.
She ain't texting back, I'm telling you right now. I feel bad saying that.
And maybe she doesn't want to. So, yeah. All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for being on. We appreciate it. It is Two Sides
no
to Every
problem.
Date. If you ever go on a date and it doesn't work out well and you thought it did, then shoot me an email to ryanshow@kwdb.com for Two Sides to Every Date. We got a couple of things coming up. We got everything from the mixtape game. We've got your keyword to text in. The keyword is stock, STOCK, STOCK for $1,000. And mixtape game coming up in a few minutes, too. Hey, I got some dirt for you. We're going to be giving away Star Party meet and greet passes, virtual meet and greet passes on Monday, meet and greet Monday, for Daya and Tate McRae. So if you, I know nobody on Friday is like, hey, God, what's coming up on Monday?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to think about Monday, but when you do start thinking about Monday, be here for your meet and greet Monday on KDWB.
Yeah, and I was looking at, like, booking, like, a little weekend getaway, and I was like, holy cow, because I was looking at next month, I'm like, oh my gosh, Star Party is so close. Like, I don't know. I feel like usually we talk about events for like 2 months, and this one's like not that far away. So anyway, I'm excited.
If you don't
for Star
know what
Party.
Star Party is, you know what? We always assume people know exactly what Star Party is.
Right.
But if you're new and you've never experienced Star Party, it's a concert we've done every year with some big names in music and some up-and-coming names in music, and we do it every year. The last couple of years has been virtual. And it's still pretty cool because we figured out how to do virtual concerts better over the last year. It used to be like the first couple of virtual concerts were really boring and weird, and this one is going to be a whole lot better. Star Party on May 20th. You can watch it live by White Claw Hard Seltzer on KDWB.com, 7 o'clock on May 20th.
Also wanted to mention that we're doing this really fun Mother's Day giveaway. We're doing it every day next week. Moms are busy. We know this, especially after this year with homeschooling and everything. And a lot of moms just want a little me time and they deserve that. So we're going to treat 5 different moms. Hopefully that's you to an escape night of me time with a one night stay. It's going to be at the Intercontinental MSP Luxury Hotel. Dave has been there. He said it's a beautiful hotel. Let's be honest. You walk in, you see the hotel, but then you stay holed up in your room. You lay in a robe. You watch trash TV, you order room service, you turn your phone off. You know what? Because someone else can figure out what to do with your kids. And you enjoy your time by yourself. That's what you do. But we're giving away one of those every single day next week.
Yeah, you don't want to get the phone call from your partner. Where's the virgin olive oil? I know we have virgin olive oil around here somewhere. Screw them. Let them go find it on their own. Okay, so that's coming up. Right now, let's do the dirt on KWB. There's a rumor going around that Joe Biden is going to kill your burger fetish.
Your burger fetish.
There's an idea that's going around that that Americans will not have burgers. You'll be limited to one burger a month, okay. And you'll be drinking plant-based beer. Somebody called him the Hamburglar.
Okay.
And they said that the plan that Biden has is going to cut 90% of red meat from Americans' diets and limit people to one burger per month. Now, what I'm hearing is that's not true. I think we all know we should eat less red meat.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they're going to mandate. Can you imagine prohibition didn't work.
No.
So they're not going to mandate that you have to drink plant-based beer.
No.
Or that you're only going to have one burger a month.
I agree.
I'm going to tell you this one. Get your ass down to Burger King. Have the Impossible Burger. I had one a week ago.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's got the same kind of greasy texture, and I mean that in the best way possible,
yeah,
as any real burger.
Would you
and
say,
you don't miss it at all. Hmm?
Would you say it's impossible that they were able to make it taste
don't
so real?
Don't even start with me, Fallon. Seriously.
What
if
happened?
I wanted jokes like that,
what
I'd have
do?
Allison come in and be funny, okay?
Okay.
Stop it. Okay?
She is impossibly hilarious.
Fallon, I don't need it.
What
from
do you need,
you right
then?
Now.
What do you need?
I need an Impossible Burger.
I know, me too.
And one other thing, I want to thank everybody who donated in the Humane Society Walk for Animals and everybody who's walking. If you didn't donate, you got your own team. Shout out to you for doing what you do to help out animals. Because we love our animals. I got a text message from my sister Donna yesterday that told me that Violet needs to go back to the vet for a UTI.
That cat has more UTIs. You got to figure something out there. Well, so that's a personal situation.
The cat's 14 years old and she's getting older and she's got more UTIs. Like she's squatting, she's not making it by her litter box, which is my sister Donna's cue to say, I need the money.
Yeah.
I said, Donna, go down to Walmart or Target, get this oil, this treatment, this over-the-counter treatment, and try that. And she went down to the vet, and they charged her, of course, $235 of money that she has from her stimulus money.
Shout out.
But I didn't have to pay for it this time. Anyway, there's Dave's animal update.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, we played a couple of new songs earlier, but I also wanted to hear, I think I've heard this, but Miley teamed up with the Kid Laroi for Without You. I think it's a remix of his song.
You cut out a piece of me and now I bleed internally. Left here without you, without you. And it hurts for me to think about what life could possibly be like without you, without you.
I like it. I mean, I like the song anyway, but I like them together.
Yeah, okay, good.
Also, I don't know what this is. Jenny and I were talking about this off the air, but Olivia Rodrigo, the song she wrote Driver's License About, that's about Joshua Bassett. But now there's a song, and I think it might be a mix-up of two of their songs or something, because I can't imagine they're doing a duet together. This is called Even When and / The Best Part. So those two together.
The best part is no when. There's something in my dreams that are.
Okay, I guess it's from their High School Musical show they do. So that's what it's from. So,
I like it. I don't really, I can't tell. They obviously recorded it together, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
seems
it's in the
like
same
it.
Key. Yeah, so, they were in separate studios. It's not a mashup. It's the purposeful recording. It's got to be.
Well, I tell you what, the drama, Dave, because I am like, were they broken up before filming season two?
Don't
Did they
care.
Break up in the middle of it?
Don't.
Did they break up after?
Allison?
So many questions.
Allison?
It's impossible to know.
Allison, replacing Fallon with you on the show. Come down, Daddy needs you on his radio show. All right, coming up on KWB, Web Girl Tina is here. And we're going to do the mixtape game coming up in a couple of seconds. I want to remind you, your keyword this hour is stock. STOCK, like the stock market. Or if you live out in the country somewhere, a stock tank. Because hillbillies like Fallon grew up swimming in the stock tank.
What's your point?
Which a lot of the time sits underneath a windmill and is filled with water. But the keyword is stock. Did I get your attention? Go online, kdwb.com, and type in STOCK
Allison,
for a chance at $1,000.
We need to come down and replace your dad.
Back with a mixtape game coming up in a second. Fallon, Tina, before we get started, give me category number one. Because as you do the mixtape game, I want you to play along, too, and see what you would come up with. Give me mixtape category, Tina, number one. What do you got coming up first?
All right. You're a DJ at a good friend's wedding. It has been an epic night, but it is time to end the night. You can make an announcement to the crowd that this will be the last song, but you promise to make it a good one. What song do you pick?
Oh.
If any of you guys picked Sweet Caroline, I hope she eliminates you immediately.
Didn't even come to mind, Fallon.
Jenny?
No comment.
I swear if you picked it, most cliche choice of all time.
Jenny knows. Jenny gets invited to more weddings than any of us combined, so Jenny knows what the crowd wants to cool down at the end of the night. So maybe that's the winner. We'll come back in a second on the mixtape game on KDWB, the Twin Cities number one hit music station. I heard that. Come on. Hey, it's KWB. Web girl Tina is here this morning. Tina, what's new in your life? What are you doing this weekend? You went to a big wedding last week, and I saw the jovial, festive pictures of the wedding last week, and y'all wore matching shirts, you and the party and everything?
Yes, obviously. As the bridal party, we must dress the same all day long. That's how it
is
works.
Is that a rule?
No, but it is pretty common that the bridal party all wear something while they're getting ready.
And this weekend, Tina, what are you doing? Because it's going to be beautiful outside. What's the plans?
I'm going to Canterbury tomorrow to enjoy Derby Day festivities.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, it's the Kentucky Derby's this weekend,
yeah,
isn't
it? Tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
It's always the first weekend of May.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what else? We've got to play NSYNC because somebody brought up earlier, today is April 30th. Tomorrow it's going to be May.
Yep.
So we got to play that song. Can somebody write that down to remember that song?
Any? Yep. You know, that's another thing on TikTok is people mocking that young people do not get that reference at all because that song is so old now. And I'm like, gosh.
I'm forgetting what song it is.
It's
going to
be me. Jenny, God.
All right. Let's get to the mixtape game. Tina is your judge this morning, and let's go with category number one.
Yes, this first category was inspired by the wedding I was at last weekend and our good friend DJ Tornado Jally, who is the DJ.
Shout out.
Really turned it up. So, you are the DJ at a good friend's wedding. It has been an epic night of dancing and drinks, and this crowd could go all night. But the venue has a hard cutoff time, and that time is now. You make an announcement to the crowd that this will be the last song, but you promise to make it a good one. What song do you play to end the night right? Dave Ryan.
Okay, as the wedding DJ, I know what the crowd has been going through. They've been hyped. They've had a whole lot of fun. They're sweaty. They're a little bit tipsy. You want to slow things down a little bit. You can't like leave them with something like hype because then it's like, oh, but there's got to be more. So you bring it down to a very romantic, fun song where you can kind of sway back and forth and it slows down and it's a romantic wedding theme song. It is the ultimate perfect wedding song dance ender. And here's the very end of the song.
Oh my God.
As you're hugging and swaying with your partner.
For us.
Looking in their eyes. Very end.
The guests are pissed. That's what you went out on? That's what you... Thanks for ruining the buzzkill.
Are you the judge? Are you the judge this weekend?
No, I'm just a better DJ, clearly.
Okay. Nope. My crowd has had a great time. They don't need one more hype song. It's like one last kiss. You can't keep kissing all night. At some point, you got to stop.
You were the DJ of the vow renewal, clearly.
When you're on, you can be on. Who's talking right now?
Both of us.
Who's talking right now?
Both of us.
Tina, Dave. That is my submission.
Thank you.
Respectfully submitted for your approval.
Thank you so much. I will be moving on at this time to Fallon, who believes that she is the better DJ. So, Fallon, what song you end in this wedding with?
I am the better DJ because this Dave chose a downer. And these people, the people that are left at the wedding, they're probably going on to a bar after. The people that are left are not they're not me. They're not my vibe. We left at 9:30 p.m. from that wedding. The older people have cleared out, so I don't have to find like a universally loved song. I need to find a song that represents the people left there. And those people are drunk and they're horny. So this is the one I hit them with.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Donna, Jordy and Rebecca. Woman, get busy. Just shake that booty non-stop. When the beat drop, just keep swinging it. Get jiggy, get drunk.
Because they're going to get busy after this wedding officially ends.
See, I don't think you get how to, like, please a crowd. It's like, this is a great mid dance song. It's a great song. It's great for the mid dance, but you need to slow things down. What's the difference between that and 25 other songs you play during the wedding? There is none.
I just
Thank
read
you so much.
The category that I just read the category. What says you promise to make it a good one? And Elvis says, "I Can't Help" is not a going out good song.
I don't agree. Now I want to tell you this one. I'm going to look to text messages to see who's right about this one.
Okay,
am I right that "I Can't Help Falling in Love" is a great wedding ending song?
Yeah.
Or is Fallon like, that's garbage?
Yeah.
Jenny, of me and Fallon, who should win on the mixtape game?
Well, the two of you right now, absolutely Fallon. I'm sorry, Dave, but you clearly have not made it till midnight at a wedding.
Screw you, Jennifer. Your song's
a great wedding song. Not to end the night, though. Not to end the night. The way that the night ends is you end with a banger because everyone's going home to bang afterwards anyways. Dang. So you have to have something that's going to get everyone dancing still, and they know that this is the final song, and a little clapping to go along with it works as well. And it'll build and it'll build, and then you realize this is our last song. Let's go. It's going down, heaven to me. You better move. You better dance. We're building. We're building. Put your hands up. Mr. and Mrs. Jones.
All right, Jenny has a better DJ. I will say that.
Tip your DJ on the way out. Tip your DJ? You're supposed to say your bartenders, not yourself.
Tip your DJ on the way out.
God. Tip your DJ. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So, Dave, I am so sorry, but is your choice is it's a lovely song, but Fallon was correct in saying the only people left on the dance floor are the youths at that point, and they want to rage.
Yep.
And you're also alienating the single people, a.k.a. myself. Who am I dancing to with that song? Mm. That's a weird end of the night to me. Fallon, your song was turnt.
Thank you.
But I don't actually know the words to that song, and I need to be able to scream sing my way out of that wedding.
I do understand
that. So unfortunately, it cannot be you, and therefore it is Jenny.
Yes.
It gets people jumping.
It does. It gets you hype. I'll give you that, Jenny.
Use protection.
Tip your DJ.
All right, thanks.
Okay, you know what? I can respect that. I can, because you know what? I do not stay at the end of the wedding. The only wedding I've stayed at the end of lately in the last years and years and years is my daughter Allison's, because I had to help clean up. And you two are absolutely right. The ones that are staying and dancing the latest are the youths. And they're the ones who are like there to support. They're not going to leave no matter what, because you do not want to leave your bride and groom, your friends, there with just like, you know, the servers and your mom and dad. So shout out to everybody who stays late at a wedding to support the bride and groom, and you, Jenny, rightfully won on that one.
Yeah. Good job, Jennifer.
By the way, a couple of text messages. Jenny nailed it. Dave is so wrong with I Can't Help Falling in Love. Somebody says, I want to wind down, not stay hyped. I agree with Dave. Texting at KDWB1. I think you nailed it, Dave. I like it. Another one says, Fallon wins. The drunk people want to keep partying, says Amber. Amber, you're an alcoholic.
She's like, yeah! And then someone's put, oh, Dave, dot, 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 sweetie, dot, 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 no, dot, dot, dot.
All right, Jenny got scored, the first score on the mixtape game, round two.
All right, I have been really into French music lately. I'm not really sure exactly what the lyrics are saying, but the songs are straight fire. What is a song in another language that you might not understand, but you love to listen to, Fallon?
All right. So this one is going to relate to Tina, because we have a very similar obsession with the French music due to, it dates back to us seeing A Simple Favor and being obsessed with that soundtrack. But then also, we're big Ratatouille fans.
God, we love Ratatouille.
Great soundtrack. So stick to a French theme because I love this French song.
Okay, now that you mentioned it's Ratatouille, I understand.
Yeah. I get it.
The Disney movie.
Is that the Ratatouille?
The Disney movie.
But like it could vibe with that movie.
It could.
You could play it in any scene.
It's one of the more popular French songs that would play in a movie where there's a French scene, for sure.
Okay.
Thank you, Fallon. Thank you for that suggestion. Jennifer.
Okay, so I would honestly petition to make this song of the summer every single summer, because I think it is the best song of the summer. And it might sound cliche and obvious to pick this of a different language, but I still have no idea to this day what these words mean. Mm. And it gets you hyped every time you hear it, even though you probably heard it 5,000 times in summer 2017. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer en tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Quiero ver bailar tu pelo, quiero ser tu ritmo. Hey Jenny, Jenny, yes. Jenny. Hey Jenny.
What?
Hey, look up. I painted cliche on the ceiling. Look up.
You know what I think? acknowledge that it's cliche, you get to like not get totally demolished by the other contestants. But honestly, you're going to tell me that you don't hear this song and you don't get hyped when you hear it.
Oh, no, I love the song. I thought of it and I thought it's too cliche. Oh. I had to think a little bit harder on it. So you're out of the running.
Oh, wow.
You are out of the running, Jenny. Because
Tina's
you,
the judge.
Okay, you know what? I am intervening. You are out of the running for being too cliche.
It's my week. It is. He's aggressive on your week,
Tina. You need to be quiet while I'm talking.
Oh, God. You know that, Jenny, you made a choice, and I don't hate it.
Thank you.
And that's what I'll say on that right now. Dave, what song would you listen to in another language that you don't maybe understand, but it is straight fire?
Well, now, you said you were into French music lately.
I am into French music lately.
Oui.
Ah, okay. S'il vous plaît.
Get out of here.
I am pandering to you.
Fine.
So hard because you love French music. And what else do you love in life, Tina?
Disney.
Oh,
God. Do not.
What Disney movie actually has a French singing theme in it? What movie is that?
Is it Beauty and the Beast?
It is Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
As the candelabra sings in French, I found the perfect version that's all in French.
Wow.
Even Mrs. Potts
sings
in French.
What?
Everybody sings in French in this pandering version of a foreign language song to you. You love Disney. Here we go. Do you feel like you're in Disney like right now?
Yeah, I feel like it's this time next week when I will be in Disney World. Yeah.
Oh, my God,
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Dave, how often do you listen to that song?
I love that song.
You need to answer my question.
I don't speak French, Jenny, so I don't listen to that song.
But
I am not doing this for me. I am selfless.
What's a song in another language that you might not understand but love to listen to?
You're a fraud.
So I think that means it has to be something that you like to listen to.
I did this for Tina. I'm not selfish.
I am
pandering to Tina. Tina, give me the W.
You know, Dave, I appreciate that you admitted that you were pandering. You didn't try and hide it. Mm. You didn't try and pretend like that was your favorite song. You know, I just want to say, first of all, Jenny is out. You know, I'm so sorry.
That's like really unfair.
Hello, cliche.
I feel like it's unfair because of all three songs. I know who you're going to pick. You're going to pick Fallon.
We don't know.
And
that.
I understand why you would pick her. But you're telling me of these three songs, the one you love to listen to the most would not be this one.
Oh, here we go.
Dave Jr.
Jenny's pulling a Dave on Tina.
You have the button control.
I tell ya, hers is strong. Feel a lot of feels when I listened to Dave's song, but there was also something off about it because I'm so used to hearing that song in the English that I was like, it's like when someone hands you a piece of apple pie, but it's actually cherry pie, and then you eat it, and then you think it's apple, but it's actually cherry, and you're just confused. Delicious, but different. So obviously, yes, I do have to go with Fallon.
Woo,
on this
woo,
one. It's a lit song, everyone.
This crap.
Good luck pronouncing it.
1960s.
I can't even pronounce it.
My grandpa used to love this song on his hi-fi. What the hell is this garbage? Turn it off.
You're not wrong that it's not that it's garbage. I'm saying it really is like that old because all these songs that are super popular French songs, they're all like old. Like all the music videos are black and white.
Tina, I want to ask you a question.
Yes, Steve.
I pandered so hard to you.
I
worked in French lyrics, your Disney movie.
You did.
Disney. The fact that you specifically called out for French, why did I not? I just don't understand.
Well, Jenny did make a good point that you did not fully follow the prompt. It was supposed to be a song that you
do not have a mind of your own, Tina. Did you have to have Jenny sway you?
She wrote the prompt.
You would be a terrible juror.
Yeah. Her idea.
This isn't going to help you in the last category to turn on her now, Dave.
I never win.
They've won so many
times.
His
arms.
Holds his arms. Category.
Save your tears. Jeez.
Holds his arms, leans back.
Okay. He's away from the microphone. Here we go. All right. You've decided to road trip from New York to L.A. this summer, and you can only listen to one artist. You may listen to any and all of their music, but you get one artist only. Who do you pick and what song do you choose to kick off the trip? Jennifer.
Okay, this was really hard because I wanted to go with my favorite artist, The Weeknd, but all of his songs basically sound the same. So I was like, I can't do that for a road trip. So I went with a different artist who has so many different albums, different styles of songs. You got your road trippy vibes, but then you also have your kind of clubby vibes, which is what I kind of like on a road trip playlist. Mm-hmm. So I went with Justin Timberlake, and I would kick it off with this one.
Coming from Jenny. I like it.
Don't want a road trip with Jenny. Me? If she is singing the entire time.
Oh, the whole trip we're singing.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You'll love it. Okay, that's a solid choice.
I mean, I think it's good. Yeah. Nobody asked me, but they should have. I mean, I think it's good. I think that it's... But Justin Timberlake, when you really go do a deep dive, he's got four good songs.
I agree, Dave.
Are you kidding me?
I love Justin. I love Mirrors, one of the best songs I've heard in the last 10, 15 years.
Suit and Tie.
I love Mirrors.
Sexy
Back is garbage. Suit and Tie
comes around. Get out of here with four good songs.
One, two, three, four. That's four.
Listen,
that's
as somebody who danced in the Super Bowl with Justin Timberlake, I know that he has more than four good songs.
Okay.
Anyways.
Suit and Tie is garbage. Suit and Tie was the biggest piece of garbage placed upon this.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
That's fine. Dave, listen, you're road tripping across the country this summer, and you get to choose one artist and one artist only to listen to. Who you picking and what song you listen to first?
I want to let you know that you are going to like my road trip partner. It's your dad, Gare Bear.
Oh.
And your dad, Gare Bear, and I have rented a Ford Mustang convertible. Okay? And we are road tripping it. And I say, Gare Bear, you're close to my age. Let's pick something that has like a deep, deep catalog, not somebody who's only got four good songs. And so we agree and we say it's going to be Led Zeppelin because your dad and I are close to the same age. Led Zeppelin's got a deep, deep catalog with a great song to kick it off that your dad and I scream sing in our Ford Mustang convertible to this song to kick it off the road trip. Here we go. Dad Gare Bear and I are headbanging as we're driving across New York and Ohio and parts of Pennsylvania on this road trip. Oh, wait, there's more. But there's so many songs. There's ballads. There's beautiful pop songs. So I'm going with Led Zeppelin.
Okay. I support your decision. And Gare Bear would love that road trip. So... You've only stated facts so far. I can't fault you on anything you've said.
Thank you, Gina.
You are so welcome. Fallon, you are road tripping this summer, New York to LA. Mm. What are you listening to?
Okay, I will like give Jenny and Dave props because I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about Led Zeppelin, so I don't know about their ballads, so I'm not going to pretend like I do. But Jenny, you're right. JT has lots of options. I feel like my artist does as well. This is going to be not surprising who I picked because it fits for me, but that's what the category is. This person has a large catalog to, I feel, fit every single mood I'm possibly in. So I chose this artist. Taylor Swift. She has songs about New York. So I play New York songs as I'm heading out. She has songs about being young and in love. She has heartbreak songs. She even has, like, kind of hip-hop versions. She has dance-alongs, sing-alongs. She covers it all.
It's a valid choice for you. Can I mention that she sings a song about New York?
Yes, there is an
actual Led Zeppelin song called Going to California.
Oh.
And I didn't choose that as my song because it's a down-tempo, kind of an acoustic little thing.
Yeah.
But there is an actual, that would be on my playlist, so... I know we're going to tie it up with my win on this one, so I'm excited for the tiebreaker. So let's get right to the tiebreaker.
Wow, Dave wins.
Dave wins round number three.
Okay.
So let's get right to the tie. Oh, no.
Oh, got to pipe it. You got to pipe it.
Listen up. So I would honestly be on any of these road trips. I like all of your choices. I think the one that I personally would want to be on the most is maybe Fallon's, but that's not what the category is. It's not which road trip would Tina like to be on the most. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go off of your scenarios, your song picks, and your artist picks.
And I have to say, at the end of the day, the winner is Dave Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Gary, I really did. I thought I'd get skunked again.
This is very Gary, and I grew up listening to this music in the car, obviously. Yeah. So I feel the vibes, Dave. I really do.
Thank you. Here we go. Let's game out here. Here we go. Air drums, air guitar, pounding on the steering wheel, and we're loving it.
I'm just telling you right now, Dave's road trip from New York to California would be the longest one ever. He would stop at every single sign that says, world's largest, like, corn can, world's largest corn hairball. Can? Yeah, everything.
World's largest hair. Bear Bear, look, this is the world's largest hairball. Dave,
down.
I've already got my phone out.
I know.
I know that for a fact. My parents have visited the world's largest ball of twine. So, I'm sure he's down to go.
Perfect.
You're looking for a road trip this weekend. Seriously, go to Darwin, Minnesota to see the world's largest ball of twine. I ask you not. It's worth it. Go make your road trip. Okay. So we got a three-way tie. Is there a tiebreaker?
There is a tiebreaker.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I think this is going to be fine for everybody, but here we go. You may find your song to play, or you may sing it, as Dave is so preference to. Listen, do you know what's great? Songs that have numbers in the title. Which one is the best?
Okay.
It is a song that the title is a number.
Oh, the title
is. The title is a number. The song could be about a number, but the title has to be a number.
It's just a number or has a number in it?
It could be either. A song that has the number in the title. It could be just a number. It could be word, 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 number. Number, word, word, word. You know what I'm saying? But the number must be included in the title.
Okay. I've got mine ready to go. And I have to figure out how to plug it in.
I can go first if you want. While you're
Jenny's ready.
Okay, I'm not going to sing this, Tina, just because I think that she does a much better job at singing this. But this is a song that if you're having a day or if you're out with your girlfriends or you're going to a drag brunch, it comes on and it gets everyone excited. And it's called Seven Rings.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. You like my hair. I just bought it. I see it. I like it. I want it. Oh, I got it. That was a vibe, Jenny.
Thank you. That is my submission.
Thank you, Jenny.
Okay.
Fallon, you ready?
Jenny, I don't know if you have to turn me on.
Okay.
I'm plugging it in my computer, so I think it'll be on.
We'll try. Yeah. But I feel like talking, feel like dancing when I see this guy.
Here we go. Coming home.
Let's do it.
And just so you know, the number, it is the number four in Slave for You.
That's a sneak attack number.
Sneak attack number.
I was going to say, number. As soon as you started playing it, I was thinking it was Britney Spears' song Three. And then I was like, it's not Three. And then I realized
Slave
it is four.
The first thing that came to mind was If You Seek Amy, where she goes one, two, three.
Oh, yeah.
But then
that's not in the title.
Wasn't in the title. So I had to change it.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Dave Ryan.
Okay, I would rather have Jenny pull this song up, but I'm going to try to go ahead and do it myself.
Good.
It is, the category is a song with numbers in the title. Mm-hmm. Check. A great song. Check. This is Coolio, and the song is called 1, 2, 3, 4. So, wait, I can't
do
hear you at all,
play
Jenny.
It?
Yeah, can you play it? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yep, 1, 2, 3, it's like ABC. If hip hop didn't pay, I'd rap for free. So there you go. Song the song title is numbers. It is actually literally 1, 2, 3, 4. Great song. Coolio, thank you so much.
Wow. Great work, everybody. Great work, everybody. Really proud of your efforts today. For this final song selection, I'm going to have to go with the one that I was maybe the most surprised by, which is the fact that I thought it was F-O-R. I did not know it was a four, so I learned something new today with Slave for You by Fallon.
Thank you so much.
You
I feel so honored
today.
Thank you so much. I don't have the song available anymore. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. It's off of YouTube.
You could sing it.
I could. I'm a slave for you.
Yeah.
I can't control it. I cannot control it. I'm a slave for Never again. Okay. God, was maybe the worst thing that's ever been.
God, somebody turned their radio on for the first time. They thought we were having a cat show on KWS. Like, oh, God, are those cats hungry or they have a urinary tract infection?
Side note,
those cats sound like they're in pain.
People have texted, does everyone on the show have allergies today? Because Dave and I sound, Dave, you do sound, I'm sick, but you sound nasally today, too. I think we have bad allergies. What's going on?
It's allergy season.
It is.
Pollen is everywhere.
Facts. Someone said, Dave, you rock it. Jenny, someone said to you, Jenny, oh, dot, 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 sweetie.
About
dot, 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 your last choice, I believe that we did.
Okay, to be fair, we get put on the spot and we have to choose it super quick. So that was like
the one you had time to choose.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Also, which someone said that we ended my wedding with Piano Man. Everyone was dancing and singing at the top of their lungs. This is from Annika.
But also
and
an upbeat song.
It
an
is.
An upbeat song.
For sure.
Somebody said, oh, my God, Dave wins. You didn't read that one. I hate it when I hate to admit I love Dave's choices. I didn't hear you read that one. And then somebody said, Dave, you rock it with a cat emoji. And I didn't hear you read that one.
I did read that one, actually.
I'm going on the road trip with Dave and Gary. I didn't hear you read that one. I'll read this one. Fallon is the clear winner. So Fallon wins on the mixtape game this week. Tina,
thanks
for your
blessings,
service.
Everyone.
We
you
are appreciate
so welcome.
It. It is time to play Boss Check on KWB. Jenny is signaling. Go ahead, Jenny. Don't signal. I don't understand.
I was just going to ask if we wanted to play It's Going to Be May here because we talked about doing it, so I thought it'd be a good time to do it.
We got to do it. Somebody reminded us today is April 30th, and we're going to play a quick little game of Boss Check, but I don't think Rich is going to call in and say, turn this off. I think Rich is going to be jamming along with this song. It's kind of funny because a lot of younger people don't remember to get the reference on this one. It's Gonna Be Me is the name of the song, but it sounds like May, so, and it's gonna be May tomorrow. It's NSYNC on KDWB.
It's gonna be May.
It is gonna be May tomorrow, because it is April 30th, and Weather Girl Jenny says it's gonna be gorgeous, so enjoy it. Hey, somebody texted in a moment ago. They said, I just wanted to let you guys know, I build my Spotify playlist based on some of the songs you guys choose for the mixtape game. I think that's really cool, so thank you. You know, we bust out some songs once in a while on mixtape game, or what's the other one that we do? Favorite musical moments?
Yep.
Or
Winning
songs
Song
on
Wednesday?
Your download or delete, or Winning Song Wednesday, mm-hmm. where we say, oh, well, here's a song that you haven't heard in a long time, and it's like, oh, my God. And I do that, too. Jenny will play a song and be like, okay, I'm going to download that right now. And so speaking of songs, I don't want to give too much away. I want you to hang out and wait for this one. But they're a couple, and he gave her a gift. He gave his girlfriend a gift. And she's like, this is so cool. But then she starts to realize something about this gift. And the whole thing takes on a different meaning because it's all fake and fraud. What I don't want to explain too much. Hang out for this one. But basically, she got a gift that is not what it appears to be. And I'll tell you about it coming up next. She'll tell you about it coming up next on KDWB.
The home of Tootin' Tuesday, the Dave Ryan Show on 101.3 KDWB, the Twin Cities' number one hit music station.
There's no such thing. We do not do Tootin' Tuesday.
We did.
Good God. If there's anything responsible for our miserable ratings, it's Tootin' Tuesday.
Don't put that on me.
Lord. Yeah, okay. Mallory is on the phone. I love the story, Mallory. It's a very, very sweet story, but Mallory is in a pickle. Mallory's in a bit of a pickle because she wants to know whether she should say anything to her boyfriend about the gift that he gave her. And I want you to listen to her story. And the gift is so sweet, but the gift is just all wrong. Mallory, tell me what. Hi, Mallory. What's going on?
Hi.
Thanks for being on the show. First of all, I love the fact that when something happens, people think to call us. They're like, you know what? I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to two other clueless people.
Yeah.
Dave and Fallon and Jenny, too. What do you want to ask us, Mallory? What happened?
Yeah, so, okay. So I've been seeing this guy for a couple of months, and he wrote me a love poem recently, and I was reading through this love poem, and I realized it was lyrics from, like, a famous old song, I think. And I don't know if I should tell him that. I mean, I think it's, like, so nice that he, you know, sent me this poem. But do I tell him that I recognize that he cheated?
So, yeah. So he didn't. So he didn't point that out. You, like, he sent you this, like, this is a poem I wrote for you. He didn't, like, imply at all. Okay.
So
no,
he
was like, this is a poem I wrote.
Can I ask you, I'm trying to visualize, did he email it to you or did he hand write it on paper and then give it to you in an envelope? Or how did he present this poem to you?
He hand wrote it.
Okay, so he hand wrote it. And he's like, I wrote this song, or not this song, because it is a song. I wrote this poem for you. And you're looking through it. At first, your reaction is like, I mean, you didn't notice right away that it was stolen, right?
I didn't notice it right away. But then it got like a little bit in and there was like a chorus.
Okay.
You know what I mean? There was like a chorus.
Yeah, no, I totally do.
Poem,
yeah.
And I recognized the chorus.
Okay.
I think it's so funny. It's so, how old is this guy? I'm picturing 13 years old.
No, he's in his 30s.
Oh, okay. God. Okay.
He's in his 30s. So I'm,
yeah.
I found out the name of this poem / song off the air. I've got the lyrics. I'm going to read them to you.
Okay.
And I want you to, like, point out when you think you recognize this song, okay? You know our love was meant to be the kind of love to last forever. And I want you here with me from tonight until the end of time. You should know everywhere I go, you're always on my mind, in my heart, in my soul, which is beautiful and very touching. It goes on to say, you're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration.
All right. I know it. Me too.
Yep. You bring feeling
to my life. That's where I got it too.
Because the first chorus, the first verse is like, oh my God, that's beautiful.
It is.
He's quite the poet. It goes on to say, you bring feeling to my life. Once again, repeats, you're the inspiration. I want to have you near me. I want to have you hear me saying, no one needs you more than I need you. Here's the actual song that this is stolen from. This is it. This is a song from Chicago in about 1985.
Okay.
So here are the lyrics, and it's word for word stolen.
You know our love was meant to be.
Yep.
Vegas Lounge and do the duet.
Let's hear the end of it. Let's hear the end. And if that's the end of the poem, you can stop it right there, Jenny. If that's the end of the poem, that's a beautiful poem. Now, if you just turned the radio on and said, why are you guys playing an old Chicago song? That's a great question. We're talking to Mallory, who's dating a guy in his 30s. And he gave her this poem that he wrote, which she looked at and she's like, God, that's beautiful. Then she realized this is a song that mom used to listen to when she'd drive me to school.
Yeah.
Or maybe even older than that. So your question is, should you out him and say, okay, that is so sweet, but you stole that from Chicago. What are you leaning toward, Mallory? Do you want to out him and embarrass him? Because that would be freaking embarrassing. But at the same time,
I don't want to upset him, but at the same time, I don't want to like hold it in. You know what I mean?
Someone said you should just play the song around him next time you're together and see how he acts.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Like,
you get in the car,
and
you pop in, you pop in.
Exactly. Yep.
Over there.
What do you think, Jennifer, Weather Girl Jenny,
yeah,
should she tell this guy? It's such a sweet gesture,
mm-hmm,
but it's so wrong to take credit for something that you didn't even put any emotion to. It'd be better to just say, you know what? I love this song. It really reminds me of you. And give her a little mixtape or give her, yeah, a little CD or something, or email it to her or something. What do you think, Jenny?
I think because you guys are still like newly dating, I probably would not confront him about it. I would just appreciate the nice gesture. How far in until you call him out?
Well,
Elle
eventually, yeah. Obviously, once we become official, it's like, I'm going to play this song constantly when you're around. And I'll be like, remember that poem you wrote me.
Isn't it crazy this band in the 80s stole your work?
But no, I don't think I would tell him yet, only because you guys have only been dating for a little bit. And I don't know, it's a nice thing that he did. But I get it.
It is nice. Fallon, would you tell? We got to take a break, and I want to get phone calls on this one, too. So call me and let me know, would you tell him? 651-989-KWB. Fallon, would you tell him that you know this song is stolen?
Knowing me, yeah.
I feel like I would.
Right away,
Fallon would be like, oh, my God, are you kidding? This is an old song from Phil Collins.
I'm like, you're so stupid.
We'll be back. I want to hear what you think. Call me. We're getting a lot of text messages, but I'd love to talk to you. 651-989-KWB. Should Mallory tell her boyfriend that she's been seen, that the love poem that he wrote for her, she knows it's a stolen old Chicago song? We just had a conversation with a woman named Mallory, and Mallory had a really interesting story about her boyfriend. She's been seeing him a couple of months, and he gave her a poem. He's like, I wrote this poem. I really love you. Or, you know, I don't know the context, but right. He gave her this love poem. And it really is very sweet. And she's reading the poem, and she's like, oh, my God, this is so beautiful. And as she reads it more, she says, this is not something he wrote. This is an old song. And so she told me the song. I looked up the lyrics. I'm going to read the lyrics to you again in case you missed it. Okay. The lyrics are beautiful. But as you listen to them more and more, you go, this is a song from, like, back in the day. You know our love was meant to be the kind of love to last forever. And I want you here with me from tonight until the end of time. You should know everywhere I go, you're always on my mind, in my heart, and in my soul. You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. You bring feeling to my life. You're the inspiration. I want to have you near me. I want to have you hear me saying, no one needs you more than I need you. Now, if he'd written that song, that's a beautiful poem.
Right.
But right away, she's like, no, it's an old song. We played the song. We'll fast forward a little bit, or just play a little bit of the song, Jenny, and see if you can find the hook to it. It's okay if you can't. She's like, I like this guy. I don't want to embarrass him, but at the same time, I don't want him to think that he fooled me. What should I do? Should I tell him? So we had people on the phone. We'll start off with Jeremy. Jeremy's from Chaska. Thanks for waiting, Jeremy. Should she tell this poor guy? He probably thought he had a song old enough that she wouldn't remember it. The song is 35, 36 years old. Should she tell the guy?
I believe she should. I think that it may seem sweet and innocuous on the surface, but at the kind of depth of the iceberg, he's looking for credit and acknowledgement for things that aren't his. So I think their whole relationship might have been built on, like, how she makes him feel for things that are disingenuous. It'll kind of be a house of cards.
So she needs to bust him to let him know, you can't fool me, you can't trick me, I'm not that stupid. So he doesn't try this stuff down the road, and if he doesn't, and it's kind of a red flag, don't do this again. Kind of, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate that. Megan from Inver Grove Heights. Megan, should she tell the guy? Is the guy a jerk for doing it? What do you think, Megan?
Well, so first of all, thanks for the earworm banger. I'm going to be singing Chicago all day.
No kidding.
Right? I appreciate that right out.
Of course.
So what I was thinking about is when I was in high school, in a communications class, stick with me, the story's going somewhere, we were supposed to perform a poem, and one of my friends gets up and starts doing a poem, and I'm like, hold on a sec, like, I know that one. Well, it was a Counting Crows song, right? And, like, she credited Adam Duritz and everything, but we were all like, oh, that is a really beautiful piece of poem when you take it out of the music. So I wonder if she could get back to him and say, oh, my gosh, you know, that song is so beautiful as a poem. I didn't really think about how Chicago had such beautiful lyrics. Thanks so much for sharing it with me. Like, could she give him that honorable out of, I know it's a Chicago song and you're busted, but I'm going to assume the best about you. And, you know, kind of give him a chance to say she's smarter than me, but also maybe she's nicer than me. I mean, kind of give him that shot.
God, you are too good of a person. Because
no kidding.
There's a lot of people who would just bust him and watch him suffer. And you want to let him down easy and not even let him down at all. Megan,
you could
you.
Say I'm nice, or you could say I'm passive aggressive. I'll let you decide.
Megan, thanks for being on the show. Dre's on from New Hope. Dre, should she tell him, I know this is a stolen poem, or should she keep it under wraps?
Well, it's a great song, and everybody knows that this man is over 30, so he ain't no fool. He know exactly where he got it from.
Yep.
But do she have to tell him right away? No, she could probably, I would play the game. So, you know, maybe after some laying around or some loving or whatever the situation is, she can, you know, wink over to him and say, you bring feeling to my life, and then you're my inspiration, and wink, wink type thing. You know, just play the game for a minute. Just to let him know that I know that you got this from Chicago, but it was a great effort. You know?
So you're really not, you're not going to attack him, but you're also going to let him know that you know the song and kind of make it funny.
Exactly. You know, we don't want to hurt the feelings yet. We want him to understand that, you know, it was a great gesture and it was awesome. So you bring feeling to my life. You're my inspiration in that time of the mold, you know.
I totally get it. Do you think that the guy knew this song from back in the day? Because he was the one when the song came out, but songs stay on the radio for a long time. So he knew this, but he must have thought, you're too young, the song is too old, you don't know this song anymore. So he thought he could get away with it.
He knows this song. I mean, it's not like we're talking about, I mean, we're talking Chicago, first of all, and then you're talking about a number one hit that's been number one for God knows how long. So he knows that song if he's over 30, and he knows exactly what he did. But once again, she don't have to bust him out. She can kind of play the little game with him and go that route.
Yeah.
I like how kind everybody is. Nobody has pulled a Fallon or a Dave where it's like, you stole this from Chicago.
I know where that's from, you liar. This is just the start of him putting little effort or creativity or thought into his gifts. He's preparing her for disappointment.
I feel like I disagree with that because not many people show love that way. And even like, yeah, maybe it's not original, but he's still like putting his feelings out there
and hand
in a
wrote
poem.
It.
So I don't necessarily agree with that.
We have one more. Kelly's on the phone from Belle Plaine. Wrap this up for us, Kelly. Should Mallory tell her boyfriend that she knows that he stole this love poem from an old Chicago song? Kelly in Belle Plaine. Is she still there?
Kelly,
can you hear us?
She may have
hung
up.
We might have lost her.
Here's the good point. I mean, Megan did have a good point when she called in from Invergrove Heights that song is an earworm, it's beautiful, and it's going to be in your mind for probably the rest of the day. A lot of people say we should play the entire song on Boss Check, and I don't disagree. Do we have time to play the entire song on Boss Check?
We're going
to
get Boss Checked so hard.
We can. We can do it right now if you want.
How can we not play the song after talking about it for the last 30 minutes? Let's do it. Here's Chicago, written by a guy who is dating Mallory.
No way.
He traveled back in time. Yep. He gave the lyrics to Chicago. They made this song out of it in 1985, and it's on KDWB.
It's brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers.
The reason we played Chicago is kind of a long story, and I don't really know if I can get into it again, but basically somebody said, my boyfriend wrote me a poem, and I recognized it as the lyrics to an old, old song from the 80s, and we found the song, and it was that song that he wrote a poem, stole the lyrics flat out, and people were giving us ideas on whether she should tell him that she knows that he stole the song or not. And most people think that it's a very sweet gesture, but keep an eye on that guy.
Hey.
Keep an eye on him.
All right.
The happiest place on earth, Disneyland and Companion Park, California Adventure, open today for the first time in 412 days. That's the longest closure ever in Disneyland's 65-year history. Safety measures to fight the coronavirus will be in place with your mask requirements, temperature checks, distancing, and no hugging Mickey. No hugging Mickey or Minnie.
Perhaps the most anticipated
attraction for the reopening is the reimagined Snow White's Enchanted Wish in Fantasyland with new scenes throughout the ride. Also, there's one back in Frontierland called Mickey Gets Caught in a Trap. Now, it's kind of funny to watch him try to pull himself out of the sticky trap. It's funny and sad at the same time.
Disney World has changed since I've been there.
That's land. That's why. Have you been to Disneyland?
No, I've never been there.
Okay.
You've been to Disneyland?
I've never been to Disneyland.
Here's a fun fact for you. Do you want to know a fun fact?
Mm-hmm.
Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
You could fit 3 Disneylands in the infield of Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Wow.
Really?
Let that sink in. 3 Disneylands would fit in the infield of the Indianapolis
Motor Speedway. Did you make
that
up or do you know that for a fact?
It stuck with me. I read it years and years ago, And the guy that wrote it could have made it up, but I read it somewhere.
Are you Joe Roganing this show right now?
Joe Rogan, by the way, he's in the dirt because he's like, I screwed up, I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
we're like, okay, we all do it once in a while. At least you admit it. Another thing you can't make up, I don't want to shock you Packers fans, but you're probably a step ahead of me on this one. Aaron Rodgers realized the Packers suck and he didn't want to be on your team anymore.
Yeah.
He's like, God, let me go play for a better team like the freaking Lions or something.
Yeah,
everyone
in Wisconsin poured one out for him yesterday.
Oh.
And when I say pour one out, I mean an entire keg. They poured out their entire keg that they keep.
Is he not coming back?
It's not confirmed. It's not confirmed, but the speculation is that every coach has flown out to California to convince him to come back and stuff, and he's still sticking his ground and saying no. That's the speculation.
Okay. We're going to come back with Dave's Dirt in a couple of minutes on KWB. We are running super late, but I think it was worth it. Fallon, what's coming up on Dave's Dirt?
This girl, now she's 30 years old. Her name's Alexis. You don't know her, but she dated this celebrity her entire 20s, and they never proposed to her. And now she's 30 years old in the relationship and feels like she wasted her youth on him. I'll tell you what celebrity she dated coming up in Dave's Dirt.
It's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Going to start out with something kind of fun here on Dave's Dirt. It is Jimmy Fallon's last night. He was doing Why Am I Single tweets. And here is Jimmy Fallon from last night.
Why I'm Single responses from you guys. They say, I was on my lunch break with one of my colleagues who I had a crush on. In the middle of our conversation, he raised his hand and I went in for a high five. Turns out he was just waving to his friend who had walked into the room. This one's from @JillianNot. She says, my date pronounced the L in salmon. And I said out loud, well, you're not the one. This one's from Caitlin Carrick, M. She says, I'm single because I get mad at people in real life for things they did in my dreams. This one's from Rosie. She says, I tried flirting with a guy by saying his smile is great. He says he gets it from his mom. I replied, your mom must be hot then. Cindiana J. She says, I'm single because I take my superhero action figures to the theater for Marvel and DC movies so they can watch themselves in the big screen. This last one's from Interlude J. He says, I prefer to eat SpaghettiOs cold right out of the can.
Oh, God.
I've done that before.
Sometimes you just can't wait for them to warm up, but right out of the can, Fallon, right out of the can.
I've done it before. It's not my preference.
Yeah, they're better when they're warmed up. Sometimes you just can't wait.
Yeah, I heard that.
This is kind of a weird story. A news anchor reports on her own DUI arrest. Now, she's a news anchor in Las Vegas. She's on TV reporting on her own DUI arrest. Check it out.
Last month, I was arrested by Metro for driving under the influence. At the time of the arrest, I was inside of a parked vehicle in a Las Vegas neighborhood alone. That charge has since been reduced to misdemeanor reckless driving, for which I will pay a fine and take classes. As I move forward, I want you to know I have learned from this, and I will continue learning, and I truly thank you for your support.
You know, it's one of those things where I think that people think that it's okay if you're in a parked car and you're drunk. I don't know the law on that, especially here in Minnesota, but I think if you're behind the wheel and you're drunk, you can get a DUI.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
I'm pretty sure. So I actually, my old boyfriend, he got a DUI. I do not know the difference between DUI and DWI. Honestly, I don't know the difference. But he did move his car, but it was one of those horrible situations where he was at a party and he was parked behind someone who wanted to leave. So he went out and literally moved his car and he got a DUI. And he wasn't planning to leave the party. He wasn't driving. But it doesn't matter. He drove it for even a split second. But just what are the odds, you know?
Yeah, that's terrible. But you know what? They take it seriously.
And they should.
They do take it seriously because too many innocent people die suddenly and crush lives forever. So I'm a bit... People joke about like DUIs all the time. Like, oh, man, you better be careful driving. Call me when you get home. Make sure you made it okay. And they're like, oh, I was out last night and I was so drunk, I can't believe I made it home. You know what? Screw you. I'm glad you made it home, but I'm also glad you didn't kill a 16-year-old girl on her way home from McDonald's.
Yep.
So when people think that's funny, I just don't.
I agree.
At all. Billie Eilish had new music yesterday. It's called Your Power. I want you to listen to it, and we're all trying to decide whether we like it or not. We love Billie Eilish. Check out the song called Your Power. Here you go.
I know we didn't choose to change. You might not want to lose.
Okay. All right, so that's new Billie Eilish, and we didn't get to listen to enough to find out how it kicks in, but Jenny says she heard it all day yesterday on KDWB, mm-hmm. and it doesn't really kick in like the way you think it might, but it's still a good song.
The few that I've seen, tease stuff, I haven't heard the kind of, like, comparable Bad Guy vibe, so I hope she does have, and I'm sure she will, some up-tempo ones on her album as well, because I'll be honest, those are my favorites. She has a beautiful voice, that's beautiful, but I love the upbeat Billie Eilish, too.
Justin Timberlake's got new music with DJ Khaled. It's called Just Be. Here's a little preview for you.
Things are happening that I can't see. And if I got patience, then I got peace. I have to let go of everything. And watch what happens when I break free.
Okay. All right, we play you a little sample when new music comes out so you can see whether you like it or not. But sometimes you need a couple of listens, and sometimes you don't get to hear the whole song, so you just don't know yet. I want to mention, speaking of music, KWB, the Twin Cities' number one hit music station, of course, is doing Star Party. May 20th, brought to you by White Claw Hard Seltzer, and we're all looking forward to it. It's a virtual show, but I'm going to tell you, everybody's figured out how to improve virtual shows and make them a whole lot more fun and much more lively, because it was like a year ago. It's like, okay, I remember I saw one with Green Day doing a virtual show, and it was Billy Joe Armstrong in his game room.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pool table and a foosball table in the background, and he played one of their songs acoustically, and it was the most boring, dead thing ever, because at the end of it, nothing happened.
Yep.
There was no energy.
Yeah.
But we figured out how to make virtual concerts a whole lot more fun and how to get you meet and greet. So Monday, Meet and Greet Monday, you'll do a virtual meet and greet with either Daya or Tate McRae, like all day Monday.
Yep.
And then as we get closer to Star Party, we'll do some of the other acts that are like more well-known, like Nelly.
Yep.
And some of the other acts are going to be at Star Party too.
For sure.
Brought to you by White Claw Hard Seltzer.
I was going to... Okay, so the girlfriend of Jason Segel, she wasted her 20s with the actor. And she doesn't say that, but I mean, she basically on Thursday, she's 30 years old. Her name is Alexis Mixter. She revealed on Instagram she split from him. They dated for 8 years, but not once did he propose marriage. She has yet to realize how she misspent her youth on him, because he's 41 years old, so it's kind of a joke that she... But I mean, really, he spent his 30s with her, too. So she said, this is a photo of two best friends. This guy and I have shared so much life together, changed each other at a soul deep level, all for the better. He has remained silent on their breakup. But that's hard, man. But she's 30 years old, so she didn't really obviously waste her youth.
No, and I look at something like that. It's like, no, did you waste it? I mean, if you had a good time and you enjoyed it.
Seems like she did,
Wasted? I think that people break up and go, I wasted 3 good years with that person. And I think sometimes it's like, well, you broke up. Yeah, nothing. I mean, not all relationships last forever. But did you have a good time? Did you love each other?
Yeah.
Did you feel loved and important? Did you feel like the enjoyer? Yeah, then it's not a waste of time at all. Am I wrong?
No, I think that
okay, good.
You can
all
leave.
Go get him, Fally B. You tell us about those crazy criminals. I was trying to figure out a different way to intro the felonies, because every day I say, here's your silly criminal stories. So I thought of that last night. Go get him, Fally B. Tell us about those crazy criminals. What do you think?
Honestly, I like it. I like the change-up. I love the effort you put in. I do not think you sat around last night thinking about that. That feels like something that came to you on the spot, if I'm being honest.
You might be right.
All right. So back in February, a 22-year-old guy named Rudy busted into a McDonald's with a fake gun and a knife, and he demanded two things. Would you like to guess what the two things were he demanded?
Yes, chicken McNuggets and hot and sour sauce.
You're half right. Yep. He did demand chicken McNuggets.
Of course.
But he also wanted all the money in the safe, Dave. Come on, don't be ridiculous.
Okay.
The employees gave him all $600 or so they had in the safe, but they couldn't help him with the McNuggets because it was breakfast hours.
Oh, no. Did he stand there and wait till 10:30?
Well, no, he did not. Okay. He settled for a double sausage McMuffin, Dave.
That sounds so good.
I know. The police were able to identify him from the security camera footage, and he was arrested. And earlier this week, he was sentenced to 6 years in jail.
Use a gun, go to jail. That's
I know, but
is.
I'm like, was it worth it for $600 and a double McMuffin?
Is any crime worth it for going to jail for 20, 30 years? 3 years, 4 years?
Probably not, Dave. Probably not. There are your felonies.
Thanks, Fallon, for getting those silly criminals.
That's what I do.
All right. Coming up, we got Dave's Dirt in a couple of minutes on KDWB. Joe Rogan is backing off a little bit on his whole claim that if you're young and you're healthy, you don't need to get the vaccine. And he says that basically, yeah, I'm an idiot. And so, okay. Keyword this hour is sun. It's simple. S-U-N. We love the keyword. We love the sun. We love the sun in the sky. We love the money that is going to get you. So go online, kdwb.com. That's our website. A box pops up. Boom. You type in KDW, you type in sun, S-U-N, and you are in for $1,000. We do it every hour, and you go, oh, nobody ever wins that. No, it's not true. We have a winner every single day, and we've had a lot of local winners, too. So go do that, kdwb.com. Get your weekend started off with $1,000 in your pocket. Keyword, sun. Dirt, next on KDWB.
Lifestyle, celebrities, and gossip, all on Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
Hey, just a couple of quick things. First of all, the Walk for Animals is tomorrow. And if you're walking, shout out to you. If you donated to our team or any team, shout out to you. Shout out to animals and people who work at the Animal Humane Society in Golden Valley and heck, everywhere, and all the little pet charities and adopted foster homes and all that stuff. So we really appreciate you. And thanks for supporting the Walk for Animals. This woman is selling her entire wedding, the entire wedding.
What is, okay.
Because she decided to downsize.
Oh.
And she is selling her entire wedding for $15,000. Here she is.
Are you an engaged New Yorker? Do you have a low budget but exquisite taste? Does wedding planning give you hives? You should buy my wedding in Greenpoint, Brooklyn on September 18th, 2021. So everything included, unlimited beer, wine, and Prosecco for your guests, apps, dinner, and desserts for 80 people, all the tableware and linen, bridal bouquet, flowers for groom, centerpieces, a photographer, a DJ. You'll need to tip the restaurant. You need to wear your outfits, obviously. But if you're my size, I'll throw in my dress.
Okay, that's kind of actually awesome.
Yeah, she just wants to downsize everything. So, hey, good for her. Here's an interesting article that was in like the Atlantic or something like that. It was a woman who wrote an article with something that really does make you think. It sounds ridiculous at first, but then she was it makes you think. She said, I'm pregnant. I'm going to have a baby. I am thinking about the impact on the planet that my child will have over his or her life. And as a matter of fact, she said, I don't know what her backing is on this one. She says, my child will use more natural resources and cause more pollution in the first year of her life than a child in an undeveloped country will use in their entire life.
Wow.
So in other words, more electricity, more gas to go back and forth to everything from friend's house to grandma's house to pediatrician appointments to baby food to
diapers. Hello. There is a huge impact.
Say what?
Diapers. Huge impact.
And diapers and food and baby furniture that eventually ends up in a landfill.
Yep.
And she basically, but the diapers are a huge one, Fallon, you're right. But and she's not saying, I'm not going to have a baby or I don't want to have babies or having babies is bad. But you got to think about people who have 6 or 8 kids, the impact on the planet. And it really is, I mean, we are the cause of the planet's ails.
Yeah.
And there are too many of us.
Yeah.
So I think that it's responsible to be careful about how many kids you have. I got 4, and I think I'm done. I'm not sure.
We've been talking about a new baby for a while. Come on, remember? You want to have little Grace?
Grace would be such a great name. I have a boy named him Jackson. J-A-X-O-N.
I like that.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Anyway, something to think about. And if you're a mom-to-be, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. You've probably already thought about that one. But I think, you know, I look at our dumpster every week when we take our dumpster out, the trash can out to the curb. There are 2 of us in the house, and it's full. How can 2 people that are moderately careful about what they buy... Maybe we're not careful about what we buy. Do you look at your dumpster and go, God, we're making such an impact?
It's terrible. And I don't think you guys are, I don't think you make a big effort. None of us do. You guys, you talk about it. Every time you're home, you get like 75 Amazon boxes to your house, Dave. I mean,
we try to recycle all those. I mean,
well, yeah, we recycle them.
But you're right, we are guilty.
But they come with plastic in them that you cannot recycle every single time, like the bubble stuff.
You look at Susan's wine bottles. I don't think you can recycle green wine bottles. I truly don't know.
We always recycle bottles. They haven't like left a note on our can to say, we don't take these booze hound.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah.
Booze hound.
Well, they do. They do. If you put stuff in there, they'll leave like a note that's kind of like, here's what we do recycle, a.k.a. whatever it is you've done wrong. We don't accept that.
Susan's the worst recycler. She put everything from like old tea bags to pizza boxes in there, and I'm exaggerating only a little bit. I'm like, you realize you can't recycle this, right? Yeah, you can. I'm like, no, I don't think so. Anyway, a couple of the quick things. Disneyland is opening again today for the first time in over 400 days, which is just kind of a great sign of things returning to normal. I'm in Colorado, and I want to tell you, the runways were packed with planes yesterday. And remember a year ago when nobody yep. was flying, and now people are flying again. The planes are full. They're full. And you still got to wear your mask and that type of thing. But it is good as we slowly watch things get back to whatever the new normal kind of is.
I told Jenny on the Minnesota goodbye that I just booked a trip and I'm so excited. And we're going to go in May on like just like a little weekend thing. And I'm so looking forward to it. Yeah. I've been on an airplane since everything happened. But the ones we've been on, we'd always fly Delta. So it had, for the most part. And so it had the center seats open, which I don't think will be the case. Because I think this trip we're doing Southwest probably.
Southwest got all the seats. Yeah. Southwest is like packed in there. So there might be maybe one empty seat, but you're going to have a seatmate for sure. Yeah. And Fallon's got the rest of the dirt on KDWB.
Yeah. There is exciting news if you're a BTS fan and a Justin Bieber fan. Because Bieber never went through like the boy band phase. But he is going to do a one-off collaboration with BTS. A source says they're taking their time on it, and they're going to make sure it's released right, which would be great. I think they could have a great song. I do think it's interesting to see who all Justin Timberlake is working with, because after, let's be honest, his last album was like, it did nothing. Man of the Woods did nothing.
Awful, yeah.
And I think he's hit Justin Timberlake, not Bieber, Justin Timberlake has hit the age of his life where he isn't old, but he has to do something different to have a hit song because he isn't 20-year-old Justin Timberlake. So I've seen him post videos. Well, he just has a new song with DJ Khaled. He was FaceTiming DJ Khaled with Justin Bieber, which leads me to believe he's trying to do a song with him. He was definitely, we know, in the studio at some point working with Lizzo. So he's at the point in his career where I feel like he's working less with maybe like the Timbalands and more with the Justin Biebers and Lizzos to try to get someone young and quote unquote more relevant to help him have another hit, you know?
I think that's kind of what they do. I mean, you look at Maroon 5, I forget who they had like do raps on a couple of their songs. It might have been Tyga. I'm not sure who it was, but
they've had everyone.
Yeah, but I think that that's one thing, you know, Adam Levine is probably 38, 42 years old, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and that's the big challenge. I mean, look at somebody like Mariah Carey or Madonna or anybody who was mega back in the day, and their only sin is getting older.
Exactly. It's frustrating.
And that's what happens. I mean, you look at somebody like Justin Timberlake, and he's getting older, and his fans that remember him from his peak or his heyday or whatever, boy band years, they're also getting older. So is he going to try to appeal to young people? Well, that's probably never going to happen, but he's going to figure out a way to appeal to his fans that have been there for a long time.
But speaking of, he does have the new song with DJ Khaled, and we have clips of a bunch of, I know, like a Fridays or when new music comes out, so we have a bunch of different new music clips, and this is the one called Just Be with Justin Timberlake and DJ Khaled.
Things are happening that I can't see, and if I got patience, then I got. Just be.
When his voice does a switch over to the just be, that's where he sounds like Justin from NSYNC.
Back in the day.
Such a Justin NSYNC. And then there is, I think this is going to be in the new High School Musical, like season 2, because I don't know why else Olivia Rodrigo would have a song with Joshua Bassett, because that's who Driver's License is about, called Even When / The Best Part.
Because
the best part is no when. Something you in my dreams that always makes me smile.
I hold you in my heart.
It's you, the best part. There's no win. There's someone in my life that makes it all worthwhile.
I wish that I could stay.
It's you when I don't know what to do.
That sounds like one of the songs.
I like that song.
Yeah, it sounds like one of the songs you and I do, Dave, on that charity album we're working on. for Ducks Unlimited.
What songs?
We did. Fallon and I missed a meeting yesterday, and Jenny was like, "Where were you? Fallon and I are working on a charity CD for Ducks Unlimited. We're trying to save ducks and their wetlands.
It's called You and Me.
The CD is called that?
The song, Jenny.
Oh. Yeah, and it's got a picture of me and Fallon on the cover.
Okay.
And so let's do the round that we've been practicing. Ready? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Row, row, row your boat
merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream.
And row, row,
row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Bring home, Fallon.
Down the stream.
Life is but a dream. Thank you so much.
Look for our charity CD. I feel like I've heard that song before.
Down in the Valley Records. No, Fallon wrote that one.
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
I feel like
Jenny's pissed. You can tell Jenny's being a B word because she wasn't asked to be on the charity CD.
I don't understand why you wouldn't want to feature me.
I don't know why she's mad. She just got a new part-time gig as Jeffrey the Giraffe at Toys R Us. So yeah. I don't know why.
What I have to put up with every day. I've got Dave calling me Bigfoot because I'm a tall, Bigfoot woman.
Jail, tall, and hairy woman, yeah.
Fallon decided to point out that I have a long neck.
I said long, elegant neck, and I think it's great because they've been looking to recast Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Well, what happened, and that's true, but the good news is Jenny's broke, so when she runs out of money for food, she goes down to the Minnesota Zoo in Apple Valley and waits for people to feed her lettuce.
And I do eat it when they feed it to me. So.
Like, Mom, get a picture with a giraffe. Give her some peanuts.
Am I on all fours while I'm doing this?
I don't know,
Am
Jenny.
Am I really accentuating my
That
neck?
Is your natural.
Really, Fallon? Really?
Yeah,
all I
really.
Can picture right now.
It's the freaking weekend.
And, hey, one more little bit of music because you're playing new music.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the new, it's Kid, is it Kid Leroy?
Yep.
And Miley Cyrus called Without You?
It's his song, and then she threw herself on it because she was like, oh, this is a good song.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I knew that. Here, check it out. Here's Miley, kind of a remix.
You cut out a piece of me, and now I bleed internally. Left here without you, without you.
That's what we should do for our next CD. We're just going to add ourselves two other pop songs and just sing along in the background.
I do like it. Yeah, good idea.
Billie Eilish got Your Power. We debuted it yesterday on the Twin Cities' number one hit music station because that's what we do. We had the world premiere yesterday at 11 o'clock. It's called Your Power. Here's a little clip. Check it out. I don't know. Jury's still out on that one, but I am not, I don't know. It's not my favorite Billie Eilish song ever. Okay, what are you doing this weekend, Weather Girl Jenny? What's going on?
I'm meeting up with a group of people at 1 at a park in Minneapolis, and we're biking to Excelsior Brewing.
Hey, cool. Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Also, you're coming all in Minneapolis, you're coming all the way out to Excelsior?
Yeah, it's like a 15, 16-mile ride.
I used to run marathons, that was the run that I would train on. I'd run all the way into Hopkins, and that path goes all the way into downtown Minneapolis, I believe. But it's a great ride. Yeah, it's a beautiful ride. You go along the lakes. Have a great time. That's cool.
Thank you.
Shout out Excelsior Brewing.
Yeah,
Fallon, what are you doing this weekend?
Jake and I are having dinner with a couple of friends tomorrow night. And then Sunday, I have my second vaccine shot.
Okay.
And I got to give a shout out because today is my great friend who I talk about all the time, Abby's birthday.
Aww.
Happy birthday, Abby.
Shout out, Abby.
How are you doing, David?
I got big plans. I went down and got some of that Pam nonstick cooking spray.
Yeah.
And I'm going to spray it on the litter box and then watch the cat try to hold on. So I'm thinking that's probably going to be, that'll be in my weekend in five photos.
Will it?
Well, yeah, are you bringing in stray cats in Colorado right now? Yeah. Is that what's happening?
You know what? I love animals. Have a great weekend. We will see you Monday on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show.